Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday in our study of 1 John chapter 3, we were taught that we sin without knowing it due to a lack of knowledge of the Bible. Let's continue with that thought today.
My feet on his firm foundation for the Bible stands.
Satan is greater than you. He'll empower your old nature to be able to defeat you if you think that you can do it on your own. Now think of these verses. In 2 Chronicles chapter 6, verse 36, and this is written to God's people, who can understand his errors? Cleanse thou me from secret faults. Sometimes there are faults that we have that we know that nobody else knows. We want to cleanse from. We're convicted about it. Other times there are things we don't even know is sin. I had a man one time just in tears come up to the altar, and I extended the invitation. He just stayed there, so when I did close the invitation, he got done a little bit thereafter. That church already dismissed. And he said, Pastor, and he was a newly saved person. He says, I didn't know those things were sin till I heard the word this morning. Wow. He took the word of God more seriously than some Christians have been saved for many years that were there. Now, I have sins, which I've done, that I may not have known were sin. That is seen in Romans chapter 7, verse 7. There we read, what shall we say then? Is the law sin? God forbid. Nay, I had not known sin but by the law. For I had not known lust, except the law had said, thou shalt not covet. So, here's a guy that says, you know, I desired this, I desired that, and may not have been medieval things, but they got the lusting for it, and that became the controlling thing of their life. And he said, I didn't know it was sin till the Bible said, thou shalt not covet. Wow. Isn't that something? And I find it interesting that sometimes people say, well, I don't care what they say. I don't think it's sin. But you know when they say that, they don't have a scriptural reason. They'll say, oh, we got liberty today. That's what they think is a scriptural reason. Yet, but if you read the Bible about liberty, liberty is to be freed from the power of sin and the flesh, and to be free to do righteousness in Christ. It's not freedom to commit sin. So yes, we sin without knowing it due to a lack of knowledge of the holy. The Word of God, my friend, is holy. The law was holy. It wasn't a bad thing. It's a holy thing. It was written to show us that we're sinners and we need a Savior. And so, yes, it's holy. The Galatians said, lust is against each other. The spirit and the flesh lust against each other. That is, they fight. And it's so bad that you end up not being able to do the things that you would. Ephesians 6 and 12 says, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Now, those are all devil. You know, when he said principalities, powers, rulers of darkness of this world, spiritual wickedness, high places, all those things are devil. And they may get in men, and usually do, and try to work against us through men. But understand, it's those spirits that are doing it. We see the Apostle Paul's battle in Romans chapter 7, verses 14 through 20, and verses 24 and 25. And the Holy Ghost just gave him all these words to write about his own inner problem, where he says, For you know that the law is spiritual. But I am carnal, sold under sin. Now listen to this. For that which I do, I allow not. And for what I would, that do I not. But what I hate, that do I. If then I do that which I would not, I consent unto the law that is good. Now then, it is no more I that do it, but sin that dwelleth in me. Now, remember the word dwelleth? You write this down. Dwelleth means to be at home. You got that old nature, so sin is at home in you. Now, it'll actively fight the new nature. But it's at home, so that's habitual. Verse 18. For I know that in me, that is in my flesh, dwelleth no good thing. Now, to say that, well, really, preacher, a saved person doesn't sin habitually, but is capable of sin. Well, that's able to say then that my new nature is sinning. It's not. My new nature does not sin. It's the old nature in me that brings about sin. He says, for to will is present with me. Where does that come from? The new nature. But how to perform that which is good, I find not. The old nature confuses everything. For the good that I would, I do not. But the evil, which I would not, that I do. Now, if I do that, that I would not, it is no more I, but sin that dwelleth in me. Then verse 24 he says, O wretched man that I am. Now this is the Apostle Paul, giving a true statement under the wording of the Holy Ghost. O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death? I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then with my mind, I myself serve the law of God, but with the flesh, the law of sin. Because we have this new nature, we must daily, quench the Holy Spirit of his conviction in order to do evil. That is why you need to get up first thing in the morning and be in the Word and meditate on it to equip you, because the devil is going to try to get you to quench the work of the Holy Spirit in you. Why? Because that's the way he works. He tries to quench the work of the Holy Spirit in you. And so, we must not walk in the flesh, but we certainly will if we aren't careful. So again, he wants to defeat us. He wants to do it on a continual way, through our old nature. Our old nature sins. Our new nature does not. Don't we see this argument being formed even in chapter 2, verses 15 through 17? Just turn back there and listen. Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. Why? Because the world is going to lead you to sin. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world. Why? All those things, the desires, whether we'd say, well, they're not that bad desires, or maybe they're good desires. We think they're good desires, but whatever it is, and we're saying not sinful like the sexual sins and things of that nature, but they're the things that make us feel good about ourselves. They're not things of the Spirit that takes us to God and to his person. He says, the world passed away and the lust thereof, but he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. So again, we've got to understand there is a spiritual war that is going on. And it's that devil that tries to quench the work of the Holy Spirit within us. So we don't do the things that we should. And therefore we need the correction of the Lord upon it. So he said, "O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver us from this body of death? I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord." So then with my mind, I myself serve the law of God, but with the flesh, the law of sin. That is really imploring you to walk with God daily. Start out with God daily. Be in His Word daily. Meditate on His Word daily. Because we have this new nature, we must daily be in the battle. Because the old nature is going to fight again. If we don't feed the new nature, the old dog, the old nature, is going to feed on evil, and he's going to win that battle daily within us. Now, when we go back to our text here in 1 John chapter 3, verse 9, he says, "Whosoever is born of God sinneth not, for his seed remaineth in him, and he cannot sin because he is born of God." Now again, if you're going to be loose in "doth not commit sin," say, "doth not commit sin" on a habitual basis, then when he says "cannot sin," what does the word "cannot" mean to you? You see, "cannot" means "cannot." The new nature, because it's tied to what? The seed. The seed. Remember the word of God, 1 Peter 1:23, the seed, the gospel, the word, is sown within us. We receive it, and it remains. And as a result, we cannot sin because we're born of God. That new nature doesn't sin, but that old nature in us does sin. So don't give place to the devil. Don't give it that opportunity that remains. So again, when he says, "it remaineth in you," the new seed, that means it does not miscarry. It's in there for good. When you receive Christ, he came to stay. And therefore, that new nature cannot sin because it's born of God. Now, seed is from the Greek word sperma. And it's speaking of a new life. It doesn't sin in the new nature. Now, if we walk in the Spirit, the new life from the seed of God, we will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. According to Hebrews chapter 12 and verse 1, sin can easily beset you. Wherefore, seeing we are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses. Now, a lot of people think that that means there are those old saints that died and now up there gathered around heaven just watching us on our every step. No.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening, and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will plant my